Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, Sign Guy and QT with you on a Sunday afternoon. One of the few times we're in the same room at the same time conducting Turnbuckle Turmoil. And if you're looking for wrestling today, you got it. We have KDW in Jeffersonville, Indiana. PNPW is in Astoria, Oregon today. And NWA Blue Collar Wrestling at the North Portland Eagles like usual on a Sunday. Without further ado, it is Podcasters Day today. We're going to be talking that aspect of wrestling. And I'd like to introduce our first guest. He is the host of Triple Threat Wrestling Radio. Very, very fine podcast. Kenny Cummings, happy birthday and welcome to the show. Your first time, we finally got you on.
Indeed it is. It's been a long time coming, but I'm here. And vocally, Sun Guy, you've been very supportive of me throughout the years that I've done it. I've done it for 5 years, and it's great to finally be on. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure to have you. Now, Kenny, to start out, you want to tell the listeners a little bit about what made you decide to start doing a wrestling podcast?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I started doing internet radio overall back in 2007. The show that I do two separate shows, one for wrestling and one for mostly entertainment like music, movies, television. I've done the Saturday show for like 9 years now, and the wrestling show's been on for five. I've always wanted to do a wrestling show first, but the chilling show came first, so it was just a matter of having the time to do the wrestling show. And fast forward to 2011, that's when I started doing Triple Threat Wrestling Radio. And basically what the show is about is it's a recap show. It's me recapping what's going on TV. It's me recapping what's going on the indie scene in Kentucky. And I get a chance to interview wrestlers from the indie scene as well. So that's basically what the show is about. It's pretty simple, really. And I've been a wrestling fan since the 1990s, pre-Attitude Era. And that's how I got hooked. And, you know, I've been a fan ever since. And the fact that I get a chance to do a show about wrestling, to talk about it, you know, it's just been a long time coming, so I'm very excited about it.
Now, Triple Threat has been around for 5 years, like you said. Mm-hmm. You've interviewed a lot of different people over the years, independent wrestlers from all over the country. Who are some of the interviews that you've had that were most enjoyable for you personally?
Most enjoyable? That is an excellent question. I will have to say one stands out is Leva Bates, who a lot of people may know as Blue Pants for NXT. I've interviewed her twice. Always entertaining, very upbeat, and just the flow of the interview just goes very easily. And I enjoyed chatting with her any chance I get. She called in on the 5-year anniversary early this year. She's recovering from an injury, from my understanding, but she should be close to 100% healthy soon. Another person that I've enjoyed, I have to say Sarah Del Rey as well, who's now one of the trainers for NXT. That was an honor, and she told me that she always wanted to go to the WWE, and this was during the days when the women's division people didn't take too seriously at the time. She wanted to be there, and yet here she is, and she's trained Charlotte and Sasha and Becky and Bayley and a lot of the girls on there, and she's done wonders for that for the next generation of women wrestlers. So, and just to hear her story and how passionate she was enjoyable, and it was truly an honor to have her on. And I, one more that stands out to me, I will have to say Amber Gallows. Amber O'Neill, for a lot of people who know her, who's married to Luke Gallows of the Bullet Club, or the club from WWE now. I get a knack of getting a chance to have her on the show, and it's just how upbeat she is, and she loves what she do, and she's very entertaining as well. So I would say Leva, Sarah, and Amber are the ones that I've enjoyed the most in the 5 years I've done the show.
I know doing podcasts sometimes a little bit tough with certain guests. You get some guests that are hard to really interview for whatever reason. I'm sure you've had interviews like that where the guest was just tough to really open up and talk. What do you do in that situation when it's someone that might be a little bit tougher to communicate with on the air than a lot of the other wrestlers?
Well, I would say that, you know, I've tried to make sure that the questions are simple. There have been times when I book an interview and they just want to know beforehand, like, what type of questions that I'm going to ask. And I reply by saying most of the questions will be about their careers and upcoming shows. You know, some are shy, and I guess for a lot of people, that's hard to believe, because we're talking performers. We're talking entertainers who perform in front of audiences. And yet, I guess there are some people out there that come across as a bit shy coming from an interview platform and things like that. So I guess what I try to do is try to make the questions a little bit more simple, not make it long or whatever, just get right to the point, and whatever we go from there, and just see where we go from there. So I guess I try to make sure the questions are not too complex, I guess.
We are joined now by our other guest today. Mike Allen has joined us. So, Mike, I will ask you the same thing I asked Kenny a few moments ago. What made you get into podcasting?
Well, it started out as just a way for me and a friend of mine to talk about sports. We would always have conversations, in-depth conversations, arguments and debates about teams and stats. And somebody made the comment, hey, you guys should have your radio show. And the opportunity presented itself on an online platform, Huddle FM. And we had a good run for about a year until he had other things going on in his life. So he went and did those. But I had caught the bug. And I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed entertaining, and I liked the give and take, and especially when you're talking or arguing about sports. So when I was part of the creation of Armed Radio, I kind of transferred that passion over to that platform, and On the Air with Mike Allen was born, and now we're in our fifth year.
You do ring announcing for MMA and professional wrestling in addition to On the Air with Mike Allen. Does it help you going from one of those platforms to the other as far as using your skills that you learned in podcasting and in the announcing, kind of translating for each other since they're both verbal-based occupations?
Not really. Ring announcing is a totally different beast than talking on a show. Ring announcing, you're selling something, you're presenting something. You're a pitch man. I mean, you're the ring announcing harkens back to the old carnival barkers and the circus announcers in the ring of the circus. I mean, that's kind of where the roots come from. You're setting that promotion up, and you're getting that audience ready for the athletes or for the wrestlers. Whereas a podcast, you're just having a conversation. It could be anything you want. Sometimes I use some of the interview skills I learned from being a cop, and when I interview people, the debate, it's different. It's just kind of a different, I guess, mindset and mentality.
Kenny, you go to a lot of shows in the Kentucky area. You've been to many different wrestling promotions, big and small. Do you use those opportunities when you're at the shows to try to line up guests, or do you have a different way of going about booking your guests?
I would say, yeah, that is true. I do, when I do go to indie shows, I do what I can to reach out and, you know, get to know the wrestlers a little bit, and then I will let them know that I host a show and just to see if they're interested or not. When I first started, and I guess when I first got started, you know, doing that, I will admit to you, I'm a bit shy trying to ask these athletes fresh off their matches and stuff like that and wonder, hey, you want to do an interview or something? You want to, you know, have an interview on the show? But as the years gone by, I got more confident in that regard. I got a chance to become friends with a lot of the wrestlers on the Kentucky scene. And so, yeah, I do go to the wrestlers and talk to them a little bit, talk a little bit about myself and talk about the show and see if they're up for it. And I guess whatever happens, happens. But at least I can say I reached out to them.
You've been doing this for 5 years, Kenny. Now that you've been around for a while, do you find yourself being recognized by fans of your shows and some of the wrestlers that maybe have not been on the show before but know who you are and are already familiar with you from Triple Threat?
There are times when I go to a show and then there are fans out there that'd be like, hey, you from that wrestling show? I'll be like, yeah. And I'm surprised because, you know, I mean, I'm not that special really. I'm just a wrestling fan that just so happens to do radio, and the fact that there's people that want to acknowledge me means that the hard work that you put in pays off. And there have been wrestlers that have reached out to me wanting to do interviews from time to time, and they listen to previous interviews and they are a fan of my works, and that means a lot. And I'll tell you a story. I did this interview, I think it was early this year, and then there's this fan who has a disease or whatever. I don't remember what disease it is, but he reached out to me on Facebook and he heard an interview I did and liked and enjoyed it. And he even asked me for an autograph. And I'm like, wow, did that just really happen? This guy who heard an interview I did and wants an autograph with me. And, you know, I'm shocked for that. And I will get that autograph done, and I will be sending it to him in the mail at some point. And I thank people like him. His name is Nicholas, for supporting me and anyone else that has supported me since day one. And I guess when someone like that reaches out to you like that, that means that you're doing something right. I'm very thankful for that.
The first time someone asked you for an autograph, what was going through your mind? I know that's kind of a trippy thing the first time it happens.
You know, when I read the message, I had to double read it just to make sure. And I read it again, and yeah, he really wanted an autograph from me. So I messaged him back and say thank you for the support, and I will make promise on that, and I will send him the autograph. When I first started this show, I mean, I wanted to be recognized, but I didn't think I was gonna get to the autograph thing. Like I did this because I love wrestling and I enjoy doing radio, and it just so happens I can do both at the same time. And I'm a passionate fan of wrestling, and someone like him has that same passion. And it's good to see that wrestling radio is getting acknowledged the way it has independently and all over the world for that matter. Because we all love, it's kind of like an ESPN feel to it because, you know, we get a chance to talk about what we love, what happened the other day, and just look back and reflect and stuff like that. So the fact that that a guy like him wants an autograph from me, that just it's very meaningful, and I just had to take the time. It was a humbling moment, probably the most humbling moment I've ever had in my 9-plus years of doing radio and the 5 years I've done Triple Threat Wrestling Radio.
Mike, what about you? I know you are a ring announcer. Do you ever line up guests for the show when you're doing your ring announcing duties?
Actually, whatever promotion I've signed with or that I've signed up to work, I always offer the promoter and fighters or wrestlers to come on my show prior to the show as part of a promotion package to talk about the upcoming card. And then they come afterwards and talk about what happened. When Jax Dane started Texas Pro Wrestling, kind of separated from BOW down here in Texas, I invited him on the show, had him on the show to talk about Pro Wrestling Texas and what they were trying to do as far as connecting more with the community and the kids there and getting away from the, the kind of the adult themes of wrestling. And they've got a heck of a promotion. But he came out and talked about that. Jack Stane being the current NWA heavyweight champion. So that was pretty cool to have him on the show. But yeah, if I'm ring announcing for a show, I always mention to the promoter, hey, if you want to come on my show prior to the event and talk about the event, they're more than welcome. And a lot of times they do.
Going into shows, do you often get wrestlers or promoters that come up to you and are familiar with who you are and the show before meeting you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been around the independent circuit here in Texas now for 5 years. I don't do much ring announcing, but I'm still a fan. So, yeah, I've met a lot of the wrestlers, worked with a lot of the wrestlers, so they know me, and I know them on a professional and some of them a friendship level. And so, yeah, when I walk into a promotion, it's just kind of like a homecoming. It's just kind of cool because they're traveling all around the United States, and most of my MMA is out of Austin, San Antonio, and Laredo. So I've kind of got a small area where, independent wrestlers, they're in Oklahoma, Florida, the East Coast, Texas. Some even go out to California sometimes. So, yeah, it's kind of a little homecoming. It's kind of cool. Met a lot of neat guys, good wrestlers, and just good people, fun people to be around.
Kenny, with Triple Threat having been around for quite a while and you've interviewed a lot of people, who are some of the people that have never been on Triple Threat that you would most like to...
I mean, there's so many people that I've would love to interview, but I've never had a chance to. I will say I would love, let's see, if we're talking the female side, I have to say, Ivelisse, the Shine, who's been a Shine, who's been a Tough Enough. She's definitely been someone that I've expressed interest of wanting to have on. I'm a fan of her work. She's very talented. She's one of the top female wrestlers out right now, and she's done wonders for the Shine promotion. So she's definitely wide up there. And as for the male side, I will have to say, if I have to interview a male that I have not had a chance to have, is I want to say Michael Elgin of Ring of Honor. I'm definitely a fan of his work, and I'm just a fan of him as a person as well, how he conducts himself, and he's wrestled all over the world. I would love to have him on the show one day if possible. So I would say those are the top two on my wish list, I could say for sure.
Be a little long distance for Michael Elgin now, since he mostly resides in Japan, but hopefully you'll get him on when he's between tours.
That would be awesome for sure.
Mike, what about you? Who out there that's never been on your program would you most like to have on the show?
Oh, just in wrestling or in general?
Even just in general.
That's a great question. I would love to have Donald Trump on my show.
WWE Hall of Famer Donald Trump.
It's not that I support him at all. It's just that he'd be a fun guest to have on.
There you go. Well, at this point in time, I'm going to pass things over to QT Vokes, so Thez help you both as I hand the phone to QT.
Well, thank you, Sign Guy. Hello, Kenny.
How's it going?
Hello, Mike. Kenny, I'm going to start out with you. I caught your interview on Triple Threat Wrestling with Pa Moonshine, and at the 15 minute 10 second mark, you asked Pa this question: if you could have a chance to work with anyone, dead or alive, one person or tag team, young or old, ECW, TNA, or Ring of Honor, who would you most like to work with? And Pa Moonshine said, Rob Van Dam. Which brings to mind the question, do you have any Rob Van Dam 7-Eleven collectible cups? Yes.
I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay.
I don't.
All right. Well, Kenny, I remember when Monday Night Raw and Thursday Night SmackDown had their draft. I distinctly remember when Booker T was very upset about being drafted, but Eddie Guerrero, who was very pleased to be finally working with him, was pleased and he met him backstage. And I remember Eddie Guerrero saying to Booker T how much he liked the Spinneroonie. Now, speaking of drafts, were you surprised that only three Kentucky Wildcats were drafted in the first two rounds of the draft?
I love that question. Considering that Coach Cal and the Wildcats have had in the lottery throughout the years, I guess for this particular team, I'm not that surprised. I mean, some of the players, you know, Jamal Murray, seventh round pick to Denver. I think he's right where it is at top 10. The biggest surprise to me is Tyler Ulis, not being in the first round. I thought he had all the talent and the skill set to be a first round draft pick. And Sky LaBrisier, he's pretty much lucky he's in the first round because he was a big disappointment. So considering the team that they had, I'm not surprised. Probably not so anticipated year for Kentucky Wildcat fans as it pertains to the NBA draft. So, no.
Well, all right. Now, how big is this Tyler Ulis? Am I saying that name right?
Yeah, you're saying it right. He's a point guard, right around 6'2", 6'3". He was one of the elite point guards in college basketball. Very good passer. A pretty good defender as well. And the team that that drafted him, the Phoenix Suns, clearly there's a lot of former Wildcats on that team. There's five former Kentucky Wildcats on that team. And Ulis just became the fifth recently. So I got the sense that maybe John Calipari is still having a secret job with them that I may not know of. Because for some reason, either they get drafted to the Suns or they get traded or sign a new contract or whatever. I don't know. But he must have those connections. So, he's a pretty good point guard. And he may be a sleeper. Someone that's under the radar right now, but could be on the lookout for this coming NBA season.
Okay, all right. Now, out west, two University of Washington Huskies went in the first round, but I'm not sure who they went to. I think one of them was drafted ninth or eighth. Yes.
Yeah. I don't remember a single player on that team, but I do remember they were a number one seed. I think that must have been the Nate Robinson team back in the day. I think that was the last time they were a number one seed is when he was there.
Oh, okay. All right. Nate Robinson, yes. Okay. Well, Kenny, how would you rate the pay-per-view Money in the Bank match between AJ Styles and John Cena? And will you cover this on your next show?
Absolutely. And I will have to give Cena versus AJ, I'll give it a 9 out of 10. I'll give it a 9 out of 10. It's just something about John Cena, considering that was his first match back in 5-6 months or whatever. And despite the fact that this is the quote unquote new era, John Cena looked like he never lost a step. And AJ Styles was indeed phenomenal. That was my favorite match of the night overall. And I was impressed with what they were able to do. I guess my only issue was the club got involved. I was kind of hoping it'll be like Cena versus Owens last year. Let the two fight out, no interference. But, of course, the club and the history of the Bullet Club, you know, they had to get involved somehow. But other than that, I thought it was an overall good match, in my opinion.
Well, okay. All right. Very well said. Okay. Well, Kenny, in his autobiography, Body Slams, by Gary Michael Capetta, on page 131, the first page of chapter 11, and I quote, "Nothing angers me more than when people refer to major and minor sports. There are only major and minor athletes, depending on who cares, who tries, and never mind the sport." And this was a quote from Frank DeFord, sport columnist. My question is, do you consider lacrosse a minor sport, bearing in mind that NFL Hall of Famer Jim Brown once played this at the NCAA level?
That's a good question. I guess I will have to say, let me see, from my understanding, there is a major lacrosse league. It just doesn't get enough coverage on ESPN or whatever, unless there's a slow day in sports. So if there, I guess if there's a major league to it, then I would say yes, it's considered a sport. It just doesn't get enough coverage. So I guess that will be my answer.
All right. Okay. How about cricket and badminton? These are big in India, and it's rumored that B. Brian Blair of the tag team Killer Bees once tried to start a cricket semi-pro league in the Midwest.
Cricket and badminton.
Yes, B. Brian Blair tried to start a league, yes.
Oh, okay, okay. I mean, I heard of badminton. I think I actually played that before. I don't play it now like I used to, but I played it from time to time when I was young. And I didn't even know there was an Olympic sport until the previous Olympics, which was back in 2012. I don't know what to think of cricket at first. I guess it's kind of like baseball, but they pitcher throws it to the ground, and then the batter has to hit the ball, whatever. And I don't know how their point system works, but I guess that does take some athleticism to be on that sport for sure. I mean, I guess regardless, I do consider them athletes, badminton and cricket, for sure. Because it takes some sort of athleticism. It's not like they stand it there doing nothing. They got to move around. They got to have good eye coordination. So I say yes.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to write down in our Turnbuckle Turmoil logbook that you agree with Frank DeFord. There are only major and minor athletes, depending on who cares, who tries, and never mind the sport. I'm going to log that down. Very good. Okay. Well, Mike, here in the Northwest, both Sign Guy and myself follow the Gresham Savior, Buddy Highway, who is currently on a five-month run as NWA Northwest Pacific Heavyweight Champion. He runs a wrestling podcast show called Wrestling Talk Podcast with co-host Anthony Nelson. Buddy has three main sponsors. One is Smack Dabs, which is located at 5221 Northeast Sandy Boulevard at the Rose City Food Cart. And this serves the BHB Burger, or the Buddy Highway Burger. My question is, can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners what sponsors you have on your podcast show, and if frequent caller Blanche Begonia Boulevard has a hamburger named after her? Yes.
We've had sponsors from all over. Right now we're sponsoring Lyft. We've had out of Boston, we've had hot sauce. I can't remember the name of the thing. HotSauceVault.com, which is a hot sauce webpage. God, we've had so many. I should know this off the top of my head. I listen to the commercials every week, but they just end up being background noise, so I don't memorize them. Of course, Ring Central does our phones. They sponsor our phones and a Ring Central Celebrity Hotline. We've had T-shirt vendors. We've had, you know, people that mostly sell online is who our sponsors end up being.
Yes, usually when I'm on the air with you and it cuts to a sponsor, that's when I go to the freezer and get some burritos and stuff. Yes.
Yeah, or you play hockey with your phone so we can hear it.
Well, that's Crazy Joe. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right. Well, can you see West Coast Dan having a hamburger named after him? That's what I want to ask.
Probably not.
Okay.
I do have a sandwich named after me by a local restaurant called the Mike Allen.
Oh, all right. Do tell. Yes. Is it like a Monte Cristo? That's what we want to ask. Monte Cristo.
It's fried chicken in buffalo sauce with pickled onions cheddar cheese, bacon on Texas toast.
Wow. Now, has Blanche Begonia Boulevard tried the sandwich?
I don't believe she has.
Okay. All right. Now, Kenny, Buddy's other sponsor is Dutch Brothers Coffee, and they named a coffee after Buddy called the Salted Caramel Caramelizer. Are there any truth to the rumors that you are actively trying to get a coffee sponsor yourself?
Unfortunately, that is not true. I am looking for sponsors. Just a matter of who's interested. But I don't have any sponsors at this time.
Okay, what is your favorite coffee that you like to drink at wrestling events?
True story, I do not drink coffee at all. I do remember trying it once or twice because my dad wanted me to drink it or whatever, and you know, parents always want you to try something one time. So I tried it. I put the cream in, stirred it up well, nice and good. And then I took a couple of sips, and then I was like, I'm done. But I will say that the rest of my family, they love themselves from Starbucks. So I guess I'm the only family member that's not necessarily a coffee drinker by any means.
Wow, all right, non-coffee drinker. Okay, what's your beverage of choice when you are traveling to wrestling events? Beverage of choice.
I'm going to go with Sprite. Got to have my Sprite.
All right, can you name the top three guests you have had on Triple Threat Wrestling that you would like to most like to have a cup of Sprite with? And who are non-wrestlers?
Non-wrestlers. Bobby the Brain Heenan, for sure. Let's see. Another one. I said Bobby the Brain Heenan. Number two. Why not me, Gene Oakland? And number three. I go with the voice of SmackDown, Wanalo. I go with him too.
Wow, you've had Mean Gene Okerlund and Bobby the Brain Heenan on your show?
Oh no! Oh, you said three people that I'm sorry, I must have got that wrong. Let's see, those who are. Well, let's see. Man, a tough question. I thought anyone with those who I had on the show, I will have to say I go with Paul Moonshine. He does the managing.
Okay, Paul Moonshine. Okay, very good.
I go with Moonshine. Number two. Let's see. Man, that's Paul Moonshine for sure. Number two, I mean, I really haven't had that many quote unquote managers and promoters on the show. It's been mostly wrestlers. I mean, I did have a few. Matter of fact, I'll go with Scott Diamond. He's a manager out of Kentucky and Indiana. Definitely him. He's a good guy. And someone that I've interviewed before once or twice. And then number three. Let's see. My goodness. I say Paul Moonshine, Scott Diamond. I'll go with I guess because she's been injured right now, she's doing more managing or whatever. I'll go with Lexi Green. She's like a wrestler slash manager, but she's doing more managing work. So I'll go with her.
Wow, all right. Okay, very good.
And I want to apologize for not reading getting the question right or whatever, or misheard the question or whatever.
No problem. I did get word Mike Allen's got to take off really quick. So, Mike, before you jump off, do you want to plug or promote anything, your show, social media, anything you want?
You can find me on Facebook at Mike Allen. I'm the guy with the beard. Or if you want all the links to all my social media and everything else, you can go to ontheairwithmikeallen.com. It not only has links to Armed Radio Global and the other radio shows that we have live shows every night. My show is 9 p.m. to midnight on Wednesdays.
Yeah, that's a big block, let me tell you.
Yeah, and the West Coast jumps in there with me, and we have a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Mike Allen, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it, and best of luck to you as you continue on with your podcast.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Kenny, have you ever been to any wrestling events in the New Jersey area, and in particular, Cape May, where I went to boot camp in the Coast Guard?
I have not been to a wrestling show in the New Jersey area, but I would love to one day. The only states that I've attended is Indiana, Kentucky, and Georgia. Those are the only three states as it pertains to indie shows that I've been able to attend it. I've heard a lot of good talent out there in the New Jersey area, and I would love to go to one one day for sure.
Wow, okay, all right. Can you tell us some of the wrestling organizations in Indiana that you've been to, and is one of them Hoosier Pro Wrestling?
The only one I've been able to go to is called Girl Fight. They do a show, it's a few shows throughout the year. The first show that I went to was probably November or December of last year. And it was at the arena located at Jeffersonville, Indiana. And, you know, that's not much. There are some women wrestlers in Kentucky where I live, but it's been years since there last been a all-woman show. And I first heard of it through a friend named Andrew, who's also a wrestling fan. So that's where I've been going to as it pertains to a all-woman show. And I know wrestlers from Kentucky that wrestle at Indiana. So that's how I also heard of the Girl Fight show. I've been to 2-3 of their shows. It's a well-run show, and they do a sensational job. And go back to a question that was asked earlier. I did get a chance to interview some of the wrestlers that's been on Girl Fight and became friends with them. It's a very good show. I don't know when their next show is in Jeffersonville, Indiana, but they are all on Facebook under Girl Fight Wrestling for those who want to check out. And their next show, I think, is on July 23rd, which is on. It's going to be at Ohio somewhere. So you can just look up Girl Fight Wrestling for more info and check out who's on the card and what they have coming up for sure.
Oh, all right. Do you think there's any potential Girl Fight wrestlers that you know of that would like to come on Turnbuckle Turmoil?
Good question. There's a lot of they tend to bring in some ladies from big promotions. I say, let's see, if I had to pick one in particular that I think will be a very good guest for a Turnbuckle Turmoil, I'm going to go. I don't know if y'all had her on the show or not, but she's very entertaining. She's very outgoing. I would say hardcore Heather Owens. I've seen her wrestle in Kentucky, and I've seen her wrestle in Indiana, and she's very entertaining. I think she would be a very intriguing guest on Turnbuckle Tomorrow if you haven't had her on the show already, which I have a feeling that you guys have, but if not, then she will be a good suggestion to me, at least.
Okay, duly noted. All right. Now, did you say that you have another podcast show called The Chillin' Show that covers mostly TV?
Yes. The name of the show is called Chillin' with Jeff and Kenny C. That's the show I've done the longest, since August 2007. And the show focuses on movies, TV, entertainment, what's going on in the world. And I've interviewed a variety of people, from actors, actresses, comedians. As of late, it's definitely become a platform for local artists in the state of Kentucky. Not only am I a fan of wrestling and indie wrestling, but I'm a fan of local music. So I'd like to go check out what's going on in the city and, you know, check out some local shows. I'm a fan of all types of music, and I've made a lot of good contacts in the local music scene, and, you know, giving them the platform to not only have them on the show, but to play their music on it on the air as well. That show is on Saturdays from 8 to 9 p.m. That's on both shows, Triple Threat Wrestling Radio. That's on Thursdays from 7 to 8. And Chilling from 8 to 9 Saturdays. Both can be heard on TMV Cafe Radio. And I also want to bring up that Triple Threat Wrestling Radio is the first ever wrestling show that they ever had on TMV Cafe. And I'm very, very, very proud to say that for absolutely.
Wow. All right. Now, you said that you're a big fan of music. Do you find yourself going on YouTube quite a bit to look up music videos? And if so, is one of the bands that you like to watch, is it George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic?
I like me some George Clinton. I like me some Bootsy Collins. I like me some of that, the funk music. And I guess from time to time, there's a lot of people that like to go to YouTube, look for funny stuff, funny videos, and things like that. Like every time when I'm on YouTube these days, I look for music, mostly 1990s music. And sometimes in the 1980s as well. Considering yesterday marked the anniversary of Michael Jackson's passing, I think that's what I did mostly yesterday before I got out the house, was listening to some Michael Jackson. And the song that I played was You Rock My World, which is off the last album he did, which was like years before his passing, called Invisible. So there will be times when I have, when I go to YouTube and have some random searches just to relive and look back on the music that it once was compared to what it is now. So it's mostly more 80s and 90s compared to 2016.
Wow, all right. Well, I'd like to recommend, if you get a chance in the next couple days, to look up George Clinton and the Parliament Funkadelic, and also Casey and the Sunshine Band. Casey and the Sunshine Band, pretty much underrated in my opinion, and they put on a fantastic stage show with a good horn section. So that's your Turnbuckle Turmoil homework assignment. Yes.
I got you. I'm a fan of KC and the Sunshine Band. I mostly have listened to them. Mostly, my dad, he plays their music in his office. So that's how I got hooked on them. And as I grew older, I started becoming a fan of them. And it also helps because KC happens to be the initials of my name. So that also helps, too.
Well, okay, and when you are looking at this Casey and the Sunshine Band, I'd like to get your opinion if somehow that band reminds you of the wrestler Goldust. There's a symbiotic relationship, in my opinion. Goldust, yes.
I'll definitely check them out for sure. That's an interesting thing you just said, but I'll definitely check it out for sure, just to see if that's the case or not.
All right. Well, it was very good talking with you, and I'm handing the phone back over to Sign Guy. Yes.
Great chatting with you, man. You're very entertaining. I want you to know that.
Oh, well, I just asked a straightforward question, so very straightforward and laconic. Okay.
Yes.
Thanks, QT. Oh, Kenny. What can the fans look forward to in the next few weeks on Triple Threat? What do you have lined up?
Well, recently I've had some issues trying to get some guests on. I guess people can look forward to leading up to the WWE draft. I have plenty to say about that. I don't have any upcoming guests at this time, but I'm always on the lookout. And if any wrestlers, managers, valets, promoters that are interested in wanting to do a show, a call-in interview, and especially those in the Kentucky area that like to do a video interview or whatever, you can contact me through Facebook. My name's Kenny Cummings is on there, and also that's facebook.com/cbroadcasting. My booking email for Triple Threat is triplethreatwrestlingradio@gmail.com, and my Twitter handle is @ttwradio. So I'm guessing as of right now, I'm just, you know, having people talk about leading up to this brand extension and the draft, and who I think is going where. I don't have any upcoming guests as of yet, but I'm always on the lookout.
I happen to know a guy that once booked WCW. He just made his Ring of Honor debut, and he's got a big show in Portland coming up, so I might be able to get him to come on to Triple Threat if you're interested.
I definitely would be interested in. And again, thank you for your assistance in, you know, getting the word out on people that I should check out. And I definitely would check that guy out for sure.
All right. I will make a couple of calls and see what I can do for you there. We have a few minutes left in the show. So, Kenny, I'm going to give that time to you. If there's anything you'd like to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything you'd like, your show, upcoming appearances you'll be at, your favorite car dealership, anything you want, floor is all yours.
Okay, well, for those who want, you know, for the wrestling fans, you can check out the social media links that I've already mentioned. And for those who's into the entertainment side of things, facebook.com/cbroadcasting. That's the fan page for Chilling with Jeff and Kenny C. The Twitter handle is cbroadcasting. That's C as in the letter C, broadcasting. And Instagram, also cbroadcasting. But I'm rarely active on there because I guess I'm not as addicted to it as I thought I would be, like Twitter and Facebook. But just follow me anyway. I'll eventually post something on there. And there's a lot of shows coming up for Primetime Wrestling. One in particular, they do a show. They've been doing their DVD tapings. They've done two, from my understanding. I was at the previous one. is called Primetime Wrestling Elite. And they had the Monster Abyss and Eric Young there. And there was a new champion crown. They have a new championship called the Elite title. And it's won by a guy named ATM. He won a tournament. He went through three matches to win that title. And after the match ended, the lights went out. And there was a video footage showing. And the person that was on that video is none other than WCW legend Buff Bagwell announcing that he will be at the next DVD taping. That's going to be at Friday, August the 5th. It's going to be at Paris, Kentucky. You can go to Primetime Wrestling on Facebook for all the details. Their VIP tickets have sold out as of less than 24 hours after that show was announced. And I do have a VIP ticket. So, been a fan of Buff since WCW days and NWO days. So, look forward to seeing him. And I'm on social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, etc. So, everyone go check that out. And I guess there's nothing else for me to say. But the sign guy, I can't say this enough, man. Like, you've been one of my top supporters as it pertains to Triple Threat Wrestling Radio. And I appreciate you. And I support Turnbuckle Turmoil to the fullest. And y'all do it an excellent job of getting the word out on the indie wrestling scene. And this has been quite a pleasure. And I'm sorry about the brain fart from earlier, it's been a pleasure to be on. And again, this is my birthday weekend. I thank everyone for the birthday wishes, comments, social media posts, and texts, phone calls, gifts. It made this weekend very memorable. So just thank you, everyone that supported one or both of my shows throughout the years. And I don't know how long I'm going to do them, but I'm going to keep going for as long as I'm passionate and into it. So thank you for letting me get this time, Sun Guy, and everyone on Turnbuckle Turmoil. Truly appreciate it.
Our pleasure to have you on the show. You're welcome back anytime. Happy birthday, a day late to you. And I will definitely be in touch, see if I can help you with a guest or two for Triple Threat. So, fans, make sure you find Kenny Cummings. Check out Triple Threat. It is a great, great show. I've had the pleasure of being on there multiple times. Always a pleasure of mine to be on Triple Threat. Mike Allen on Wednesdays on the Armed Forces of Radio. And check out his show. You might hear a familiar voice or two on there on Wednesday. And we will talk to you next week, next Friday on the show. We have Shane Swerve Strickland from Lucha Underground and Combat Zone Wrestling. And a week from today, we have none other than Charlie Norris of WCW fame. So it should be a great week. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, everyone. You all have a great week.
Yes, very good.
You too.